لك زوار الاحسن. هلا هلا والله بلشنا نمشي الشباب. يا ابو عبد الله هذا هو صنع لكم عزوه الله.
Glad tidings of Arba'een. Man's divine origin makes him innately love the absolute truth and infinite perfection. Certainly all types of perfection, that is, goodness, beauty, knowledge, power, happiness, joy, and eternal life, are all gathered in a perfect and infinite being, that is, Allah. Since Allah is the source of human life, humans love the absolute attributes associated with Him as well. The more a person is similar to Allah, the more perfect he is, and that's why other people love him more. He would be the perfect manifestation of Allah on the earth and the mirror of the Almighty, Compassionate Lord. As a result, the prophets and divine leaders have been the most beloved people throughout history because they manifested the attributes of Allah more than anyone else. Let's refer to Allah's words in this regard. And I breathed into him of my spirit. This collective divine spirit makes all people love the original source of goodness and beauty in the world and hate evil and oppression in any form. The source of this spirit is Allah Himself, which is referred as the owner of the highest attribute in the Holy Quran. Keeping all of this in mind, we remember what the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, said in this respect. The first thing that Allah created was my light. That would be the light of Muhammad and his progeny, peace be upon them, who are indeed the most perfect men of Allah. That is to say, all human beings have the divine spirit, which is the light of Muhammad and his progeny, peace be upon them. Imam Hussein, as one of Allah's perfect men, is rightly included in this illuminating light. He reflects all of Allah's magnificent attributes, such as goodness, kindness, and beauty, and is the perfect manifestation of the spirit that Allah has breathed into human beings, a spirit that is the essence of all humanity. On the day of his martyrdom, Imam Hussein sacrificed all his property and family in the battle with the enemies of humanity, so that man and his truest love, which is the love for Allah Almighty, would be saved. On Arba'een, which marks the 40th day after this tragic event, Imam Hussein invites all his lovers from any religion or cult to his holy shrine through his significant spiritual power. He is the true father of all people, loving them much more than their worldly families. It's the very divine compassion of him that attracts millions of people to Karbala, the city where his shrine is, and evokes in them a pure and deep love towards their heavenly father. The gathering of such a huge and diverse population around a holy character cannot be understood by the pragmatic minds focusing on tangible experiences. One may ask, what's the mystery behind this great annual event? Why is such a huge gathering, made up of pilgrims of all religions and nationalities, annually held on the route ending to the holy shrine of Imam Hussein during Arba'een? The answer to the above questions would be that all the participants, as well as those who love to come, share a common spirit. This shared spirit is firstly Allah's spirit, existing in all human beings, and then is the state of selflessness and self-sacrifice shown by humans. That is why tens of millions of people from different nationalities and religions all gather around one spiritual leader, the perfect person, or Allah's vicegerent. In other words, Hussein's light is constantly shining on people all over the world, creating a unifying gathering each year. Arba'een is a gathering for the creation of unity, power, and survival of the Islamic Ummah. And now it has turned into the symbol of the unity of the Islamic Ummah, as well as the unity of Islam with other religions against the arrogant countries. It is also a gathering of the lovers of peace and friendship from all over the world, next to one another, near the grave of the Imam of humanity and love. They firmly declare that, in spite of racial and religious differences, they can live in peace, friendship, and in close proximity to one another. They also show that, unlike the cruel politicians, all the people of the world can peacefully coexist and live with kindness and affection. Imam Hussein is genuinely the greatest symbol of justice and peace in the world. He collects his lovers to teach them the lessons of liberty, justice, and fighting against the arrogant. He teaches them to love one another, unite on the basis of the divine spirit, and establish a new global civilization of humanity. Those who want peace and justice for the whole world join the Arba'een Walk each year to say that they are tired of wars and the violence of rulers, and that they wish for a world without bloodshed and oppression. In fact, Arba'een is a symbol of the protest of justice-seeking people against all injustice, tyranny, and global violence. The huge and unique gathering of Arba'een is so magnificent that it terrifies all the enemies of humanity, and that's why they are trying to censor its news. Despite their malicious efforts, the truth of Arba'een and its wonderful news still reach the people of the world. And there will soon come a time when it will root out global oppression and corruption and create peace and reconciliation around the world. In short, the Arba'een Walk is a loud and clear message that announces the end of absurd ideas and false materialistic schools of thought to the whole world. It's truly the glad tidings of the realization of these Quranic verses. And we wish to be gracious to those who were being oppressed in the land, to make them leaders and make them heirs. Or, it is He who has sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, to proclaim it over all religion, even though the pagans may detest it. Thus, the Arba'een Walk symbolizes the power of the Islamic world and the oppressed nations against the global arrogance of the enemies of humanity and peace. It's the greatest manifestation of the loyalty and empathy of the Islamic Ummah, as well as the people of the world, for the uprising of the promised Mahdi, the promised savior of all religions. The promised savior of all religions. In fact, it's a far-reaching cultural change which will root out oppression and the corrupt cultures of the world. Since Arba'een has the global potential to threaten their cultures and interests, the global arrogance, especially Zionism, make their best effort to block the radiation of this movement and strongly censor the Arba'een news. Therefore, each of us is responsible for spreading the Arba'een news to the world. We should play our historical role by using different art forms and showing our photos, videos, messages, and understandings to others throughout the world as much as possible. We must let the world know that the Arba'een Walk is a small sample of the expected kingdom promised in all religions. Let the world see that this shiny root is the greatest and the most exceptional manifestation of love and compassion of humans for one another. Let the world watch the race to offer services and the care everyone shows to others. It would be interesting to the world to see the Arba'een Road as the kindest, happiest, and the most peaceful road in the entire world. Tell them that it's a multi-10-kilometer route on which all services are free, and you can have as much food and drink as you like at no cost. You can sleep in any resting place you would like. All medication and even body massages are free. Cultural services and visiting beautiful exhibitions along the road are free too. The unique chance of getting to know different cultures from all over the world is there for anyone who would like to take it. Meeting the people of tens of countries and followers of different religions is an exceptional and enjoyable opportunity that you would like to grasp. Add to all these the freedom of speech to raise religious, political, and social issues in this massive gathering. To sum up, the Arba'een Walk means taking part in the epic of the Savior and Reformer of the whole world. It's gaining enough power for a massive movement and revolution in the world. In fact, a crucial change is being made through Arba'een. When we are in this huge crowd, we should remember that we have participated in a great movement that has the capacity for the revolution of the Imam of the time. We shouldn't forget the true owner of the movement, who unites all the hearts. We should not be neglectful of the holy Imam of the time. If someone puts his hands in the hands of Imam Mahdi, and his slogan, "Labbaik Ya Hussein," turns into "Labbaik Ya Mahdi," then the blood of Imam Hussein will be avenged in his presence.
الأطفال تطوق إليك قلوب الأطفال تطوق إليك أدركنا أدركنا لبيك لبيك أدركنا
The slogan لبيك يا مهدي is extremely decisive and valuable. The virtue of this slogan is more than all that is mentioned in the ziyarat of Imam Hussein, crying and mourning for the Imam and the Arba'een walk. Imam Mahdi considers our readiness and social unity as a precondition for his reappearance, and Arba'een has the greatest power to pave the way for the advent of the promised Savior. Therefore, the more perfectly this walk is organized, the greater the readiness will be for his reappearance. Arba'een is just one example, a pattern and symbol of the readiness of hundreds of millions of Muslims to sacrifice themselves for the vicegerent of Allah, that is, the perfect man. This is a feature of Arba'een that we should be thinking about.